Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, this week discussing the episodes broadcast between the 26th and the 29th of May 2025. Hello there. Now then, tomorrow, oh, it's so exciting, me and Rhea are off to the Soap Awards tomorrow. I hope you voted. By the time this goes out, it'll be too late, but you better have voted, because we know where you all live, all right? And if EastEnders don't win, it'll be your fault, yeah? So just bear that in mind, okay? Bear it in mind. Hi, Ray, how are you this week?
Do we know where everyone lives?
I've got it all on record, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've got all map things.
Every single one, yeah. Every single listener, I know exactly where they live, all over the world. Yep, yep. And I've got contacts all over the world as well, obviously. The Albert Square Mafia is sort of... like dotted around the globe, like the FBI, honest to God. So you just watch Matt your back, people. Yes. So watch your back, people. Hi, Ree, how are you?
I'm all right.
Are we excited? Are we excited?
I can't believe it's here already. I know. We've been planning this for about 2 years.
I know. By this time, by this time tomorrow, we'll be in London. We'll be on the train. Yes.
It's going to be a mad 24 hour dash.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah, we'll be crazy. It's going to be crazy. We're going to do the best we can with like filming things that we can around the day and doing a special episode. We'll see. We'll do what we can. But it's going to be a load of fun. And I tell you what, our outfits. Poof, you haven't seen. I tell you what, the cast are going to be jealous about what we're wearing. Let me tell you now. They're going to be looking at us going, how did those two get like we're on TV money. How did they get that outfit? That looks gorgeous.
I think I'm worried now. You're going to look more suave than me, but it's all right. I can make it work.
Of course you can make it work. You look amazing, Ray. You've sent me the pictures. Four, I would say. Four. This is the start of a new career for you. Oh, yes. I'm very, very excited. It's going to be incredible. And I wonder if we'll meet anybody. We might meet somebody, like, you know, if we sort of hang around the studio.
I'm going to try not to get my hopes up too much,
no,
but it
no.
would be lovely, wouldn't it, to meet some people.
To meet anybody.
And look, right, if you're there, if you're going to the award yourself and you're going to be in the crowd where they all go in, right, just if you see me and Rob come in,
don't be intimidated.
Move to the side. No, not that. Move out of his way.
Yeah, just move out of the way.
Right?
Yeah.
And let us go there because it's content for your podcast.
Yes, exactly.
It's your podcast.
It's your podcast. Right?
So move when we come.
Out where? Yes, there we are.
Do you
then.
Know what, Rob? It might make us a bit, you know, how we used to be in the club in the 2010s. Yeah. We'll just have to get that.
We'll have to go back to that mindset. We'll have to get back to that mindset. Yeah. Excuse me. I need to get to the front of the queue. My mate's in there and she's had an accident and I must get into the club immediately. Sorry, I'm with them. Right. So that's all for tomorrow and we're very excited. This week, however, what a week. Quite a big week. Quite a big week, dramatic week.
The drama.
Obviously. We've had car crashes. We've had revelations. We've had people apparently rising from the dead. It's been one of those weeks in Albert Square, hasn't it? It's quite a busy old
indeed.
One. And one of those ones where it's going to be kind of quite tricky for us to sort of layer the podcast. We're not quite sure how we're going to structure it all, but we'll work it out as we go along.
Well, we've got a plan.
A vague plan.
Yes.
So we'll start off with talking about Nigel, I think, and then we'll sort of move into the massive Mitchell sort of pandemonium that was going on. So very, very exciting in this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Okay.
Start with Nigel. Start the clock.
Start it.
Start it. Let's kick off this week with, like I say, talking about Nigel. It was his birthday, and as we remember from last week, he didn't want to celebrate his birthday. He wasn't interested in celebrating his birthday,
No.
but he's now sort of... Now, is this the sort of he's changed his mind thing, or did he kind of forget that he was angry, he didn't want to do it, or what do you reckon?
I don't, oh no, well, he was angry because I think he was upset about the Claire situation. And then
Yeah.
Phil was like, oh yeah, it was your birthday. And he was like, wait, it wasn't my birthday. I didn't even have a cake. And then Phil
Mm.
was like, right, better
I'll
go and
bake
get
a
you a
cake.
cake then.
I mean,
And then I think, go on.
I'm just disappointed that we didn't see Phil making a cake. That could have been
I know, he
entertaining.
got out of that, didn't he? He got
Yeah,
out of
didn't he
that one
just?
quick.
If there's
Oh, the
anyone who's
thought
gonna
were
have a
there, though.
soggy bottom, it's gonna be Phil Mitchell, isn't it?
But then I think that just erred on, well, maybe I should do something to mark the occasion. Because then he said, well, you know what? I'm probably not going to have that many more birthdays that I'm going to remember.
Isn't it
Let's go take
sad? Might not
pictures.
even remember this one.
Where?
And to be fair, let's hope he doesn't remember this one because it wasn't the
Where
best.
is that?
Wasn't the
By
best.
the way, where, which cinema is just a randomly showing Rocky anyway?
At
What's
11
that
o'clock at
mean?
night, let's be real here,
Yeah.
because it was pitch black when they were on their way. And during the
Yeah.
summer, it didn't get dark till about 9, 10
No.
o'clock. So, good cinema. Apparently, one of those 24 hours. Is that a thing? A 24 hour
Well, maybe
cinema?
in London, Rob, you know,
Maybe in
down
London.
south, maybe they have these types of cinemas.
Well,
I don't
re after
know.
the Soap Awards, we can go watch Rocky at 2 o'clock in the
Yeah,
morning, can't we? That'll be
let's
fun.
go. Yeah,
Let's
it's
go
a good
watch
idea,
Rocky.
actually. Yeah, there
That'll
you
be
go.
fun. That'll be fun. So he wants to go see Rocky. And I mean, it's just the thing about Claire, by the way. If anybody was expecting a Claire return, that's not looking likely now, unfortunately, because the actress who
Why?
well, because the actress who played Claire has just gone back into Hollyoaks.
Oh,
So,
right, yes, also playing
yes.
Claire in that.
Also,
I'm sure
yeah.
she'll call Claire in that, yeah. Yeah, I did see that,
Well,
actually.
all I know is that her character in Hollyoaks was killed, like lived visibly on screen, and they've somehow
Yeah.
brought her back. So, I
Why
mean,
not,
anything
really?
goes really in Hollyoaks, doesn't it? Which gives
Yeah,
us hope for
but...
Ronnie and Roxy, that's all I'll say, but you know.
Well, you never know, though, because she could come back just for, like, a funeral scene, just because
She
she's in
could.
Hollyoaks.
Do you think
So
you're
she
allowed to
might...
do that if you work in one soap and they ring up the producers of Hollyoaks and say, can we just borrow her for a week just to film this episode, then you can have her back again? I don't think that's a thing really, is it?
Well, as long as you could sell it that it could be good publicity for Hollyoaks as well, then
Yeah,
maybe. You
maybe.
know?
I can't see
So
it out in
never
this
say
summer, though.
never, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well,
It's looking unlikely.
the actress did say they haven't got in touch with me, and to be fair, she reckons that what Claire would be doing is sort of like taking advantage of Nigel's dementia and like getting money out of him. She was like, and I don't really want to do that. So,
Yeah, fair enough.
fair
Yeah,
play.
true. That
Fair.
is true.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so either that or they might recast.
Nah,
You don't
can't
reckon? You
recast.
don't reckon it's for
Why
that?
would they not have asked her back at all? They've obviously not got an intention then if
There
she's
clearly
saying that.
no intention of bringing Claire back anyway. Never
No.
mind. They decided to take Nigel to the cinema. Honey and Billy decided to sort of give Phil a break
Yeah.
from all his Nigeling. I mean, so Phil,
Yeah.
by rights, then just goes and passes out on the sofa for the rest of the evening. Fair play, you know,
Fair enough.
he's
Yeah.
earned it. And then off they go to the cinema. But obviously, that's derailed by the whole drama that's going on with the Mitchells. We'll talk about that later, which culminates in Nigel running on his own through the woods, terrified. And it's sort of like the thing that breaks my heart most about Nigel is when he's running around with his tote bag. Honest to God, that image breaks my heart. It's so
I
sad.
know, bless
With his little
him.
tote bag with all his snacks in, it makes me so sad. It's heartbreaking sight. It really is.
It's awful, isn't it? Because you're just like, what is
What's
he even
going through his
thinking in
head?
that
Yeah.
moment? Yeah,
Yeah.
like, where does he think he is? What, like, the confusion is horrendous. And then
Yeah.
stick that confusion in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere, where you're
Yeah.
terrified, thinking
Yeah.
somebody's chasing after you,
Yeah.
but you're not entirely sure why.
Somebody who
Oh,
hasn't
God.
got dementia isn't exactly going to be not scared running through a
No.
misty woods at the middle of the night. You know what I mean? Like, that's an
Yeah.
insane thing for anybody to do. So he then sort of hides, and then gets all confused and thinks that Honey's his mum, and Honey's
Well,
sort
he
of like,
rings
yeah.
Phil, and he leaves him a voicemail
Yeah,
trying to get
yeah.
him to come. I actually thought, because he made a comment before they got in the car to Teddy saying, oh, you remind me of a young Grant. And I wondered if he were going to think that Teddy was Grant when he came
Yeah,
over.
so did
I
I.
was
So
totally
did I.
expecting that, but that didn't happen, did
So
it?
did I.
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
then,
he
yeah,
might
then
do
he
at some
gets,
point.
yeah, it's still to come, I guess. And then he obviously thinks that Honey's his mum, which is
Yeah.
nice.
We'd all like Honey as a Mum, right?
Yeah.
Honey as a Mum would be lovely. Just sweet and sort of
Yeah.
malapropisms everywhere. It'd be adorable to have Honey as a Mum. And she would stick up for you, let me tell you. When Honey's on one, Honey is on one, isn't she?
Well, I've got things to say about
Yes, so
Honey,
have
but
I.
maybe
We'll
that'll come later.
talk about
Yeah.
Honey later. So as far as Nigel's concerned, you know, he never gets to go to the pictures, but that's all he wants to do. He just wants to watch an old film. Let him watch an old film just without him being scared and confused, just for an episode. That's what I beg you. I beg
Yeah.
of you. Please give the man his Rocky. Honestly, it's
Hey, he
so
might have still
sad.
got confused. It's, although I do, I was wondering though, because like when they got back later, they kind of just sat him down in front of the TV, and I thought, is that like the only time where he's not confused and just in the moment because he's watching a TV show? Or do you halfway through a TV show go, what am I watching? What's going on? What's this TV? Why is it a flat screen? I thought TVs were massive. You know what I mean? Like he'd start getting confused even by things like that.
Maybe it's just, oh, bless him. And this is the thing with Nigel, this storyline is not going to get any happier, really, is it? It's, in fact, if anything, it's
No.
going to get more devastating as time goes on. I just
Did
can't
you...
cope with any more images of Nigel running around with his tote bag. It makes me sad.
Well, the thing that made me the most sad is when he said to Honey, like, oh, Mum, I never thought I'd see you again. I'm like, oh,
I
God, you're not,
know,
though.
I
And how do you
know.
in that moment go, I'm not your mum?
You
I kind of
don't.
get why she played along and
Yeah, I
just,
don't think
she
you
was just
do
like,
you?
I'm here. She didn't say, I'm your
Yeah,
mum. She went, yeah,
no.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
wondered.
But
I
then
do.
he
I
got a name
wondered.
right in the next beat, didn't he? So it's just sort of
Well,
it
for sure, she
flip-flops
done
so
it.
kind of unpredictably.
I wondered, does Honey look like his mum in some way? But I'm guessing that it's just that emotion and him feeling safe that made him think it were his mum, which is quite nice that Honey's like his one of his safe places, isn't it? Oh, so sad there.
So sad. So that's Nigel, and we'll sort of see how he gets on over the coming weeks. But do you think he's going to become more difficult? He's going to become more difficult for Phil to look after, isn't
Yeah, I mean,
he?
they need to stop having Mitchell dramas around him at minute. I
That
need to
would
be honest.
help.
Don't let Nigel be getting involved in these Mitchell
No,
dramas.
for goodness sake. Mitchell dramas involve guns and car crashes and all that kind of thing. Leave Nigel out of that, please.
Yes. It seems to be happening quite fast, this deterioration, I'm thinking. So I honestly think he's going to be the Christmas storyline, and he's going to be, I
Is he
think he's going
even
to
going to
die on
last till
Christmas Day
Christmas,
or
or
something.
is it going to be Christmas, or is he not? Or like sometimes they do the big stuff in September as well, don't they?
True,
The
could
rate
be.
he's going, I mean, it is a quick deterioration, but at the same time, he does also have days where he's kind of all right and knows who everybody is and knows his situation. Because like when he sat there with Phil saying like, I might not have many birthdays left to remember, that's him at his sort of most fluid. So he still has those sorts of moments. So
Yeah.
presumably, when he comes to a point where those moments are non-existent and he's just sort of floating around like no idea what's going on, that's when like his time is coming, I would have thought.
Yeah, so there's a bit of time yet. I've just got in my head Christmas because that's when he came back and the Paul Bradley's on a year
Yeah, at a
contract.
year
Just got it
contract,
in my
yeah.
head, yeah.
Well, that'll be a cheery Christmas, won't it? Ho
Very
ho ho,
just. Well,
watching
they're always
Nigel
cheery
die.
Christmases, aren't they, in Albert Square?
Yeah,
So, you
that's
know, why
true.
not?
Out of all of the soaps, you can guarantee to be heartbroken and devastated on Christmas Day, because that's what
Exactly.
Christmas is all about. Right, ladies and gents, let's just before we get to the huge stuff, we'll have a brief discussion about Barney and Avani. On to what I ship these two so much. I can't even tell you. They're
Avani.
so adorable. So
Yeah.
adorable. I absolutely love them and I wanted to get married and have 12 babies and a dog. Honestly, I
We
love
knew
them.
this were going to happen, didn't we? Even Amy said it the other week. She's like, well, obviously it's going to end up being you two.
Yeah, because it's just so
So.
sweet. It really, and I think they've built up to this quite nicely to this point, haven't they?
Yes, I agree, yeah. Do you know what? I take it all back, and you said it from the start, but I remember the first scene, and I was like, did they get Avani mixed up with somebody else? Were Amy supposed to be filming that day? Why is she being right now? But I take
No.
it back, they clearly had a plan, didn't they? And it
Pre-planning.
works. Yeah,
Pre-planning. This is what
yeah.
happens. I mean, I think they're adorable. Barney is stepping up because Avani is being trolled online. Now, my first question straight away, is this what teenagers are actually doing to their classmates these days? Like they hear someone
Course it
slept with
is.
somebody and they're doing TikToks calling them a scrubber and a slapper. Is that what's actually happening?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, when we heard rumors at school, everyone you'd be whispering about it, so I can totally believe that if TikTok
Whispering
were a thing
about
back
it,
then you'd
yeah,
be doing it
once. A
and
bit of gossip and a bit of whispering, that's one thing.
yeah.
But doing actual TikToks, which presumably are going to be seen by, I mean, you know, it's easy for
It's
teenagers to get millions of followers these days,
well
isn't it? So how
actually
many
it's
people are
and
seeing
it's
this?
a lot of it's Snapchat, isn't it, as well, that they all
Yeah.
use because obviously it's all encrypted and everything disappears.
It's
So I can
mental.
imagine a lot of snap hate going on.
I've said
Particularly
it
if you're very
before,
young talking
and
about Snapchat.
I will say it before, and I've said it again. I'm so happy that social media wasn't a thing when I was at school.
Yeah, definitely. And well, I
Because
had MySpace.
my life would have been all over
MySpace, Vevo,
TikTok.
MSN,
The
brilliant.
biggest drama you had, we've said this before, the biggest
Top
drama you had
eight.
back in our day was Top 8. That's all you
Do
had,
you know
that's all
what?
you had to deal with.
I caused top eight
Yeah,
drama, let me
I know
tell
you
you.
did. I know you
Feed me
did.
off that day. Number four,
Number
mate.
four,
Number
you
four
are.
now.
Yeah. Those were the days. Now, all over
Now,
TikTok,
yeah, true.
trolling. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's interesting. Does this mean that Joel has sent this video all around and Navani doesn't know it yet?
I was confused by this. Is it just that words got around because Joel's told Tommy, or is this to do with the video? Because I would have thought they might have mentioned the video more specifically if that was the
Yes,
case.
but surely the reaction wasn't going to be this like venomous if it had just if
True.
they just heard, oh, she slept with Joel. Like, you're not going to do TikToks calling someone a slapper if you've just heard that they've slept with
They
someone, right?
might. I
Surely
don't
not.
know. I don't know. I don't know. But then how did they know it's true if...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
They've not seen this video.
Yeah, mind you, teenagers don't care about the truth, do they? In
That's
a lot of
true.
this
No.
sort of thing.
I don't think the video's been leaked yet. I think that's to come.
Really?
Because yeah, because I think that she would have spoken about it and maybe Barney would have mentioned it as well and been like, oh, is it to do with the video? Yeah,
Yeah, you'd have thought
well.
Barney might have seen
I
it.
didn't watch it, don't worry. Something like
I don't watch
that.
things like that, Barney.
I don't
Mind
think he
you,
would, bless him.
he probably wouldn't, but then again, would Barney be in the circles that would have seen the videos, in all
That's
fairness?
true. That's true. Because you can imagine that there's some kind of Andrew Tate boys group
Yeah,
going
and we
on,
know
or
this,
WhatsApp
but yeah,
group.
exactly. And we know this video exists. So presumably at some point, if it hasn't yet, it's going to be seen by people in either revenge porn or it's already been shared amongst the boys. So I think the video might already be out there and Navani doesn't realise it yet.
Do you reckon? Oh, maybe. I don't know. I just get the impression that it's not yet.
I just think
And
the
that it would
reaction
have.
was so like huge for it just to be, did you sleep with Joel? Right, I'm going to do 7 million TikToks and tell all my followers what a
I know what
slapper
you
you are.
mean. Yeah. Well, I think with that as well, a bit of a reaction Suki had. Not that she were doing it in a judgmental way like the kids are, but because she's not his girlfriend, I could imagine maybe they'd go, oh, what, they're not even going out. She's only just met him and she's done that.
Yeah.
I'll slap her. I can
Yeah,
imagine
but
that being the opinion of teenagers and.
opinion, yeah. I mean, I just think that that going from learning that information to doing what Avani is dealing with this week seems to
I
be
know
quite a
what you're
big leap.
saying. I do know what you're saying though, so maybe it has been and she's not found out, like you said.
Yeah.
It could have been potentially.
Well.
But also, like Nicola said, bet Joel's not getting any
Oh
worse
no,
date,
I
is
and
he?
you know what? I completely and utterly 100% agree. I think it's insane how like, and it's not even, you know, the soap making a big thing out and making a mountain out of a molehill. Like this is, and it's not even a new thing either. This is all. It's always the woman's fault. Always. Do you know that, Ree? It's always your fault. You know, it's
Yeah, as you
always your
tell me
fault.
every week, Rob,
Every
you're
week.
always
Every week
reminding me,
off
don't
camera,
worry.
it's hello, Ree. Don't forget it's your fault. Every single week before we start
Because
recording,
you're a
isn't it?
woman as
Because
well.
you're a woman, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's mad, isn't it? And I love the
Yeah.
fact that Nicholas she went in like ready to have war with Avani because she was drinking, and then 5 seconds later was giving her like this amazing pep talk. It was really motherly pep talk. But I can't help but wonder if this is just like the scratching away at just how manipulative Nicola actually is. Because that was for
Oh,
Barney's.
what?
I
I
feel like that was for
believed
Barney's.
it.
Oh, I believed it, but at the same time, I think she meant every word she said, but at the same time, I 100% also think it was more for Barney's benefit than it was for Barney's.
Oh, did you?
Because
I didn't read into that. I thought she genuinely just felt empathy in that moment
I
for
think she did.
Barney.
I think she did, but I think she can do two things at once. And I feel like, bearing in mind that at that moment, the only thing that was stopping Barney from finding out what everybody else knew at that moment was Nicola, so she had to get Barney on side at that point and just sort of
Oh
appreciate her
God.
as a mother, you know? I
I
think
did.
there
I
wasn't, I think
did.
there's an element of that.
No, you might well be right because we won't, let's be honest, we won't put it past Nicola, but
I
I
couldn't
didn't
pass
read that
anything.
in that moment. I felt like it was actually a really genuine moment.
Yeah.
And I read it as she was genuinely saying what Barney needed in that moment, and he needed help with his friend who was going through something.
Yes.
And that's what, but you're saying she then used that to her advantage.
I think we're both, I think we're both right, is the thing with it. That's what I'm saying. I think that everything you're saying is correct, but I also think that's why she was doing
she was
it.
Using it to her advantage. Oh, yeah. See, I still don't see that. But you might, hey, you may well prove me wrong.
I rarely do, Ree, to be fair. It's very rarely happens.
Hashtag Ree is always right. That's the thing if you want to get on.
Observations are not a thing. So what ends up happening is that Avani and Barney kind of spend most of the week together, and they start getting really, really close. Honestly, I was sat there watching it like it was Ross and Rachel. I was obsessed. I absolutely loved them together. And Avani eventually sort of says to Barney, do you want to come back to mine? Hey. And Barney, like the absolute gentleman that he is, goes, absolutely not. I'm not interested in that. Thank you very much. No tar.
Do you know what? Not that this is what they were aiming for, but, you know, given the conversation we've just had, imagine that was the other way around and Avani said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be calling her an absolute lady, would we?
Well, there you go. Gentleman. There you go. Exactly.
Just an observation there.
Reservation. Yeah, that's a thing. Isn't it? And then that's a perfectly fair point. But I think, because then that's sort of looking into, like, there's all sorts of gender politics that are still as old as time, aren't they? They really are.
Because if anything, had it been like Joel, saying that to Avani, I know Joel's probably not an example of all males either. But you can imagine him being like, oh, it's because of me. Although, having said that was Avani's reaction, actually.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like, but she don't like me.
But I feel like it's also the fact that, you know, men are stereotypically, and let's be honest, typically, sort of the ones that, like, if sex is offered, like a dog with a bone. So for a young teenage boy to be like, no, thanks, I'm all right, that's sort of against the grain sort of thing, isn't it? I think that's sort of where you get that sort of idea from in this case. But you're right, you're absolutely right. I'm not denying what you're saying for a second, but I think in this case, Barney is a gent, isn't
he? No, he is a gent.
So stop attacking men, Ree. Barney is a gent,
just
all right.
The conversation that we
I know, I 100% agree with you. 100% agree. Avani doesn't react well to it. She's embarrassed. She sort of like kicks
rejected.
Off. Yes, rejected, and sort of storms off. Leading to what I actually was one of my favourite scenes of the week between Barney and Ravi. I thought it was adorable. Really,
yeah,
really
it was
likes
really
this.
Nice, yeah.
Ravi apologises for dangling him over a bridge. You know, about time, Ravi.
Do you think that's because he was like, oh, I've just found out you're actually one of my best mate's sons as well? So
yeah. Maybe I should stop being nice to you. It was a sweet scene, wasn't it? And I love Ravi so much. I think he's such a great character. He's got so many layers to him, hasn't he? He's not just a bad boy, is he? He's got quite a sort of soft side. He can be quite nice. He can be really, really supportive. If Ravi's on your side, then you're doing okay in life, I think, aren't you?
And you'll be
everyone
all right
needs a Ravi.
As well. He'll have your back no matter what he means.
Yeah,
do you
exactly.
know what, though? Do you know what I would actually love to see? And I don't think it will happen. But I actually think Nicola and Ravi still would be a great pairing to have an affair.
I feel like Ravi wouldn't go there.
No, I agree. Because he knows exactly what Nicola's like.
Yeah.
There's time yet, though. There is time. But I actually think that'd be quite interesting if that happened. But there you go.
They would be an interesting pairing because they're both kind of quite flighty and they're both sort of, they're both a little bit unpredictable. So it would be an interesting pairing. But at the same time, I actually kind of quite like this. Is it a feud at this point? I feel like they're sort of on the verge of sort of butting heads on a long-term basis.
Yeah, well, then I think they could work either way. All it needs to take is him actually agreeing to do a job for her, and then they'll be besties again. The kids are potentially getting together, so they have to somehow.
That's true. I feel a lot. That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah, Avani and Barney getting together is actually going to push them together closer, isn't it? That's a very good point. I feel like there's a respect there for one another because you feel like when. You know, when Ravi said, if anything's happened to Zach, you're going to have me to deal with. Nicola didn't say a word and she's almost sort of like, yeah, fair play. Like nodded and knew that he meant it and knew that was a potentially threatening situation and didn't really sort of fight back against it. So I think it's a really interesting dynamic between those two, which I'm kind of looking forward to seeing being explored further.
There's time yet, I'm telling you.
There is time
Telling you.
yet. What about so Barney and Ivani? They, I mean, all Barney really ends up getting by the end of the week is a kiss on the cheek, and even that was adorable.
Oh, and he loved it, didn't
He
he? He
did.
like, you could see his tummy doing butterflies when it
Yeah.
happened. Bless
I love the
him.
moment when he turned around to Ivani and went, "Look, I've got something to tell you. This may shock you. I'm a virgin." And everybody
Nice
what?
conversation
It
that,
was a nice
though.
conversation, but I've never heard the words, "Yeah, no shit," said so collectively
Yeah.
across the UK.
Bless him.
Bless
Bless him.
him. Bless him. So they're adorable, and I'm assuming, you know, long term, this is where it's going. Because actually, surely this now means Joel and Ivani goodbye.
And hopefully, yeah, definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. And
Yeah.
hopefully Barney's going to help rebuild Ivani's confidence and vice versa, because it's,
Yeah.
I think Barney's going to be going through some stuff as well.
Oh yes.
So
And she told him
hopefully they
about the
support
police
each
thing as
other.
well this week, didn't she?
She did, yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
Good.
So they're really close. They're getting really sort of trusting one another. It's lovely to see. Lovely to
Is anything
see.
going to come of the police thing? Do you think that's all done with now?
I think it might be done now, yeah. Unless Priya
That's
decides to
it.
kick off about it again. But what more can they do, really?
I don't know, because maybe when they discover this video is getting leaked, it will trigger something up again, and I don't
Maybe.
know.
Maybe.
Because they can say, look, this is how she's got herself in such a vulnerable position. We don't believe this would have happened
Yeah.
had she not that had that incident happen, which I kind of think, genuinely think it wouldn't have happened. I think she just, like we said at the time, she just felt vulnerable and wanted to be wanted, and for her to feel like she was in control, even though
Yeah.
really, I dare say she wasn't in control.
No, not at
Just
all.
saying.
So I think we should now get on to what was the biggest storyline of the week. All the secrets of the Mitchells are out. Sari, what was the line of the week this week?
Put your willies away.
What was the line of the month?
Put your willies away.
What was the line of the year?
Put your willies away.
And
I'm saying it so Yorkshireish,
what
it's
was
so
the line?
cockney.
What was the line of the 21st century in all of
Put
TV
them
drama?
away. Put your
Put
willies
your
away.
willies away. What an incredible line.
How many times are we going to quote it now for the rest of the year? That's
I
it, isn't
do.
it?
I
Done.
think that's now going to be up there with You Ain't My Mother. Honestly, I think it's up
Do you
there.
reckon? Do you
Absolutely.
reckon?
I want it to
Fair.
become Nicola's catchphrase, just like, and for her to say it as many times as Peggy told people to get out of her pub. Honestly,
Do you
I
think,
think
oh,
it's,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it might get overused, though, then. It's
No,
good as a, you
I
know.
think as long as you're careful with it, she can walk into any sort of situation with
True.
two blokes fighting and say, put your willies away.
Yeah,
Amazing.
fair.
Absolutely amazing. I do think that it's quite incredible that Lauren Clee, in the past 3 months, has given us tits, nunny, and now willies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even make that connection.
And
Wow.
even Nunny, she wanted to be Fanny, but they pushed her back on that one. That's a shame.
Did
Yeah,
they? I
apparently
didn't know that.
the original line in the Bianca's original line in the live episode was "It's only a fanny, Lauren," but they weren't allowed that.
She would have corpsed live on air. She
Oh,
would have did
absolutely.
say that,
She
don't you
definitely would have
think?
done. She definitely, or either
Yeah.
that or Jacqueline Joslyn right in her face, because I would have
Yeah.
done if I was there
You
doing
would,
that.
wouldn't you? Yeah,
Absolutely.
definitely.
So, in short, I cannot put into words how utterly obsessed I am with Nicola Mitchell. If she doesn't win
Mine.
Best Newcomer this week at the Soap Awards, there is no justice.
She on it feels like she's been there for years
It
as
really
well, doesn't
does.
it?
And I mean, how long has she been there? Like a few months? Three
Not even a
months?
year.
No,
Yeah,
not even a
even
year.
6 months.
6 months,
Probably
let's
six
say.
months,
Yeah,
maybe.
let's say 6 months.
Yeah.
But wow. I mean, she's just. The thing is about her, like. And in many ways, this storyline is quite daft and ridiculous. And I'm not debating that for a second because there's elements of it that don't really make that much sense. But at the same time, like, she's just so interesting and unpredictable. And she's played so well. And it's just sort of like, what are you going to do or say next? You're just completely and utterly a wild card.
Well, this is it, and even when you think you've got a card,
Yeah.
you don't,
No.
like we're kind of disagreeing about that conversation with her and
Yeah,
Ivani. You
she's
still
always
don't
one.
quite know.
Yeah.
That conversation itself was quite unpredictable.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, with amidst all that chaos that was going on in the background, that she would have that calm moment with
Yeah.
Barney and Ivani and put all of that to the side? And now you're saying, well, maybe it's because there were a manipulation element involved.
But genuinely, I think it could be both. I think that there was
No,
good
I
ele
agree. I
I
agree.
think that
Yeah.
she is actually more than capable of saying, right, I need to be a really, really good mother here and mean
Yes.
every single word of it whilst being fully aware that it's really going to help her in the long run.
Yeah, because I know what's about to happen or
Yeah.
could potentially happen in a minute, that he's going to find something out. So,
Or is it that she is capable of having all this chaos going on around her, but then able to sort of park it in her head and sort of just be a mum there and then go back to the chaos?
well, when you think about it, actually, as well, later on in the week, I know we're jumping ahead here and I'm going, but they had that moment with Harry in the bar where he attacked her, which we'll get to proper. And she could have, in that moment when Teddy walks in, have explained that Teddy was in on it and he already knew that she'd killed Shireen and they were an accident. But in that moment, she decided to not drop Teddy in it. Now, do you think Teddy's first reaction was, well, that was just another manipulation tactic from her? Again, I didn't think that. I genuinely thought she knew Harry would need his dad and she didn't want to drop him in it so that she knew he's got at least one parent that he's going to. Do you think in those moments she was genuine, or do you think that was manipulation?
Again, I mean, I think it's hard to tell, and I think it's supposed to be hard to tell with her because it feels like she's always not only one step ahead of the rest of the people that she's spending her time with, but she's actually also one step ahead of the audience all the time as well. Like, she's just one of these
True.
characters that you can't quite scratch away at and you can't quite read properly. I think she's fascinating. I really, really do. I absolutely love her.
This is why she needs to make a friend on the square who she's genuine with, so that
Because
we
that I
can
think
tell
is,
when those moments are genuine or not.
because I think that has actually been maybe the one point of this storyline that sort of made it feel a little bit uneven, because we have never been 100% sure when Nicola is telling the truth. Like,
That's
even when
it.
she was talking to Harry at the end of the week and telling him exactly what had happened, there is still a thing at the back of my mind asking, did that actually, is that actually how it
Is it,
happened?
was it actually an accident? Yeah, I know, because we still.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I kind of believe that we're supposed to believe it was an accident, or if it was, but we still don't know because we're just taking her word for it. And look at everything else that she's lied about. So she does need a confidant. A confidant.
A confidant, a
A
confidant.
confidant.
So, I mean, this week has been mental, really. I mean, so Zach has decided that he needs to get Barney away from everything. So
I
he,
mean,
yeah, I mean, you can't really blame him. And he goes to Ravi and asks for money. Now, this is the point. By the end of Monday's episode, half the square knows that Barney's Zach's child.
yeah, I know, right? I was thinking that. Well, this is not staying secret
No.
for any longer, is it?
Already by the end of the episode, obviously Vicky knows because she's Sharon in this storyline, but Ravi knows and Linda knows.
And Linda.
I mean, let's just briefly discuss the fact that Linda is just popping into people's storylines at the minute, and I can't say I dislike the idea, to be honest with
I
you.
don't dislike it, but let's discuss the little elephant in the room, right? I feel like obviously Sharon was
We're
supposed to
supposed
be
to be in
Vicky,
this. Yeah.
but then would Linda have been involved? Do you still think Linda would have been involved this week? I didn't know
Oh
if
yeah,
Linda
I
was
do.
there just because it was like Vicky plus Linda equals Sharon.
Do you know what I think is that if Sharon had been around, Linda would have been Vicky.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Maybe.
Linda would have been Vicky.
Not exactly in
Oh, I
the.
see. So it would have been Sharon and Vicky
Yeah.
rather than Sharon and Linda. Got
No,
you.
actually no, because I feel like Vicky would have been. I don't know if Vicky would have been involved in this at all otherwise.
Oh, so it'd
I
be
feel like.
Sharon and
I
Linda.
think so, but then who
Right, yeah.
knows, to be honest. I mean, let's be. I'm not going to sit here and say that Vicky felt out of place during the storyline, because actually, I think she worked very well. And
Yes, I
what I
agree.
loved was the fact that we predicted quite sort of quite casually last week, oh, I bet Vicky's the one that all gobs off about it because she seems to be
Yeah,
a
it'd be
really
Vicky,
gobby.
won't it?
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. She kicked the door in and told everybody what was going on. Brilliant.
Didn't she
Didn't
just?
she just? So anyway, fast forward to ourselves, go back a bit. Zach decides that he needs to tell Harry what's gone on. Now, I again, not a great idea because Harry's not in the most brilliant states of mind at the moment. And he does. He tells Harry absolutely everything. He's gone to the police, reported Nicola, who's been arrested. So yes. Harry's all sort of at twos and ones, all at the shop. And Zach then tells him absolutely everything. And Harry does not react well to this whatsoever. Because then happens? Go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, then he goes home, doesn't he? And enter Teddy and Cherie.
He wishes. Teddy and Nicola.
Who were discussing, oh, what we're going to tell the kids, and how they're like, well, I'm here, I'm already aware of everything.
I know everything, yeah, exactly. Wow. And then just tells Teddy there and then.
Yeah.
Now, by the end of Monday's episode, as far as I could see, that family were beyond help, right? They are just a mess of a family. Honestly, I don't think the Square has produced a family this sort of messy and fragile and sort of easy to sort of just tear apart in a very, very long time. They are a mess.
Well, they're a mess really though when you think about it, because of Nicola. If you take Nicola away from the equation, Teddy had them both sort of like they seemed quite content when it was just Teddy, Harry and Barney.
Yeah.
Actually, they're messy now because actually, Teddy and Barney aren't really related, and it's Nicola's fault that none of them knew that from the start.
Yeah.
Do you reckon if Nicola had been up front from the start, that Teddy would have still brought Barney up as his own anyway? I wonder if that would have been a thing.
See, the thing is, the reason that we're led to believe that Teddy never knew about this is because when Nicola got pregnant with Barney, Teddy was at a dangerous point in his life, remember? Like, Teddy was apparently this massive psychopath. Again, I don't know whether that's 100% true or not. We've seen flashes of it, but I don't know whether Nicola has massively exaggerated that to work in her favour or whether Teddy genuinely is a really dangerous bloke. It's hard to tell.
I think if you look at how volatile Harry is, if he's got on both sides, then it might explain Harry a bit.
I'd argue that if everything's true and that the killing of Shireen was accidental, I'd argue Harry's the most dangerous person in that family.
He's incredibly impulsive, isn't he?
He's very volatile. He's very impulsive. Yeah. And he's quite prepared to, like, literally try and beat his mum up on occasions as well, which is crazy if you think about it. But at the same time, suits this family down to the ground.
It also kind of makes sense because it's not even that he's seeing her as his mum in those moments, he's just seeing her as this evil person.
Yeah.
Not even a woman, just an evil person, isn't
it? Yeah.
It's very worrying.
It is. So Nicola obviously returns from the police station. Harry reveals everything. And Nicola's sort of first thoughts then is that she needs to get to Barney. Harry and Teddy, meanwhile, are having a conversation. And Harry sort of comes to the conclusion that Zach needs to get away from the situation. He needs to get rid of Zach. So he whacks him around the head of a wrench. He does, yeah. I mean, yeah, proper Ben Mitchell style. Now, the thing with this is, like, if he was at risk there of doing to Zach exactly what he thinks Nicola did to Shireen at that moment.
Yeah, well, I don't think he would see the hypocrisy in it
at
the moment.
No.
Although, but equally, they're like, why was he okay with, like, just endangering and hitting, like, an innocent man? Because what's Zach done wrong, really?
Yeah.
If anything, Zach's trying to help you figure out what happened to Shireen.
Yeah.
In that moment, I don't even think he still was kind of believing. Actually, no, he wasn't. He wasn't sure if Nicola had done it because Teddy was saying that she'd not in that moment, if you remember. So at that point, he was still questioning whether Nicola were telling the truth. So in his mind, it was like, why is Zach lying about the Shireen thing?
Yeah.
Even still,
but
Zach
then
isn't.
I feel like at that moment, like, once Zach has turned around and said, actually, I'm Barney's dad, and you realise that sort of makes sense, you feel like anything that comes out of Zach's mouth at that point, he's going to believe, right? You think, why would you tell me the truth about that and then lie about that? Like, Zach, I think at that point, could have turned around to him and said, the sky is green, and Harry would have been like, you know what, actually, yeah, I can believe that. Yeah. It actually is green, yeah. So what he does is he kind of bundles Zach into the boot of the car. We've not had this for a while, someone being bundled into the boot of a car, and zooms off. Teddy then sort of hijacks the trip to the cinema, and that's how we end up getting Nigel involved in all of this, and Honey and Billy. And they zoom off to the woods. I think it's the same woods that Ravi and Eve had their little thing in, isn't it? Yeah. Then it all kind of goes very, very crazy from here on in, doesn't it? Absolutely mental. Because they open the boot of the car, find Zach unconscious, Then they have a bit of a set to, and like say to Harry, "What the hell do you think you're doing? You're insane." Honey, at this moment, steps forward and is amazing at this moment, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Very in character for Honey.
Yeah, everything. Loved Honey at this moment, taking charge, telling everybody they're out of order, telling everybody they're insane, and saying that the Mitchells, frankly, are the scum of the earth, and I don't know why I married into this family. Like, loved Honey at this moment, right? Yeah. Then Teddy decides to take Zach away from the situation. Harry's separated from them, everything, and off they go. Zach's now in the front of the car. He comes round and immediately, I'm assuming, thinks that Teddy's trying to kidnap him or something and kind of grabs the wheel, and they go flying into the river.
Why wouldn't Zach think I think they went wrong not having Billy in the car with him.
Yeah, yeah.
So that he could have been like, no, he's telling you the truth. It's all right, Zach.
Yes.
Yeah. It shouldn't have just been Teddy and Zach in that moment.
Yeah.
That's when Billy should have probably. But then again, I guess Billy had to drive Phil's car and they had Nigel there. So he had to go with Honey.
Yeah.
So the and Nigel were okay.
And they need someone to keep an eye on Harry as well. Yes. So I suppose it kind of does make sense. Good stunt.
Yeah, very good stunt.
Very
actually.
Good stunt.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Very well filmed. Actually, I've got to say, the direction all week was amazing. Christopher McGill is my favourite EastEnders director.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
love him. He's so good at like sort of the lighting and sort of the atmosphere.
Suki and Eve wedding.
Yes.
And the
yes.
Day stuff. Yeah,
yes, he did.
Good.
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah. Like him a lot. Hope he's back soon. So it was a great stunt. Really, really nicely filmed and everything. The way that the car just kind of flew into the river. Very nicely done. All of that. From there, everything goes insane because Harry runs off down the road and Teddy kind of climbs out the river. And as far as they are concerned at that moment, Zach is dead and drowned. Was there a moment at any point of this where you thought Zach was actually dead?
No.
No, me neither.
Until you see a dead body, they are not dead. And even if you do see a dead body sometimes on EastEnders, it doesn't mean that they're dead.
No, it's not dead, I mean,
no,
and the
if
fact...
If you've not seen a body, they're not dead.
And then let's be honest here, they went out of their way not to show us the body of Zach, really, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely.
But this is where it sort of started to sort of get a bit mad because they all decide, Honey kind of then goes into this sort of, I don't know where Honey went from this moment because she seemed to completely do a 180 and decide
family.
To.
Family.
Yeah. But where did that come from?
Mitchell woman.
I don't get what changed her mind.
I'm not entirely sure either because it makes less sense that she did change her mind than that she actually called for the police and everything.
Yeah.
So they all decide. I mean, Teddy does, in fairness to Teddy, he tries to go back in and find Zach.
Yeah.
And he gets stopped doing that. And they go, look, if he's not here, he's dead. I mean, they gave up, in my opinion,
quite quickly.
Pretty quick.
And seemed to be more distracted with Nigel and sort of gave up on Zach. Well, Zach's gone, we may as well find Nigel now.
Yeah, right? Like, shouldn't someone have been maybe looking for Zach anyway?
You'd think.
Because no matter what, Zach...
None of them wanted to get wet.
In fairness, Zach didn't do anything wrong, really.
No.
Like, he slept with Nicola. Did he know she were married at the time? I'm not even sure. And he was young, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Zach was young, free and single. So he's not really done anything wrong, let's be real. Oh, he was trying to kidnap Barney, but...
Yeah, but
kidnapped him. He would have. I don't think he would have took Barney if Barney was unwilling to go with him.
No, of course.
Like,
I don't think he would have done either.
Like
like they did to him. Yeah, no.
Which is what I think Harry was envisaging when he said he was trying to kidnap Barney.
Yeah,
he was going to take him in that kind of way.
Because that's the only thing the Mitchells understand. I'm going to take somebody. So what? So that means I'm going to take my nan to the shops, right? So that means that they're going to knock Nan out with a wrench and throw her in the boot and take her to Asda. That's what that means, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't just ask her. Do you want?
Can't just ask. No, that's what has to happen. But go on.
The only thing I can think is because of the stuff that happened with Nigel.
I think that's what it was meant to be.
Anything else that night? And we're just like, we've got Nigel back. Like, Yola, sorry, Zach. I know you're dead. But no.
I mean, because there was a really nice scene between Honey and Teddy when they were looking for Nigel.
Yeah.
And I sort of feel like that scene was supposed to do something to change Honey's mind, but it almost feels like they left out the lines where that actually happened.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah. So we're supposed to think in that moment, she was like, oh, well, your family's and you're all right, aren't you?
Yeah.
But really, Teddy is all right, but it was Harry who started all of this, let's be real. But I guess Teddy would have got into trouble for it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, well, we still need to report it, she's the one who comes up with the story as well.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, maybe we could say the car just got stolen.
Yeah. Yeah. At that moment, she becomes no better than Nicola.
Initiation as a Mitchell woman.
I know. Nicola would come up with that.
Do you know what the thing is though, right? It could have been a bit more believable. So then they get back. They take Nigel back to Phil's, and obviously that's where they explain to Phil what's just happened.
Yeah.
Then Nigel is sat on the set watching the TV, and Honey and Billy are just there like laughing and eating popcorn. That shouldn't have been, oh, well, we're fine now. We're back here. Everything's great.
Yeah.
That should have been. We should have had a bit of a look on Honey's face of guilt or something.
Something, yeah, yeah.
Something like that would have made it more believable.
I mean, what's also worth noting is that even by the end of the week, as far as Honey and Billy are concerned, Zach's dead.
Zach's dead, yeah. Like that, so you wouldn't just be sat on... There's no way Honey would be sat eating popcorn.
No, I'm assuming that on Monday we're going to have a scene where Honey's just walking around the market, sees Zach and collapses or something like that because she's going to have no idea.
Surely by that point she's found out.
Mind you, nothing goes on at the weekend in EastEnders. Nobody speaks, nobody exists. So it's possible. You never know. So yeah, that was a bit weird. But then they all go back home and it just all kicks off then between the Mitchells because Vicky at that moment finds out what has gone on, storms over to the Mitchell's house, kicks the door in. She is her mother's daughter. Yes, she is. I really quite enjoy Vicky, I have to say. She's fun.
I don't mind Vicky.
She's fun.
I think once we've got into it, I feel at the minute she's still a bit over the top because they're trying to show us her character. I almost feel like she's too gobby.
I mean, she is. She's very, very gobby, and she's not afraid to kick off at absolutely anybody, is she? She doesn't care.
She's very shouty. She's very shouty straight away. But I think that'll calm down. It's just because she's still new and they're trying to show us her character still a bit.
The thing is, though, I would also argue, though, that people like Vicky do exist. People who will just gob off and they don't care. Even if it doesn't involve them, they will 100%. Would you say that Bianca's over the top in that case? Because Bianca, if any of that had happened with Bianca this week, we wouldn't raise an eyebrow, would we?
Because we know Bianca, but this feels like we're getting to know the new Vicky.
Well, the new Vicky's a gobby cow who kicks doors in. That's where we're at. And she then, I mean, if you couldn't tell that Sharon was supposed to be involved in this scene, it was nothing more when Nicola turned around and went, who even are you?
Yeah, I don't even know these women.
I don't even know who you are and you've just kicked my door in and you're revealing all my secrets. Who are you, please?
They've made it work, though, in fairness.
Yeah, I think they've done their best with it.
I think they've done well, yeah.
Yeah, they've done their best with it, and I think it has worked. Like, it's obvious Sharon was supposed to be in these scenes, but I do think that Vicky has sort of slotted into what the story is. And so from there, it's basically Barney knows everything. Barney has discovered the truth, and he's now got to try and work out what the hell he does with all this information. Because not only does he now know that Zach's his dad, Vicky is also thrown into the mix. Oh, and they've had him killed as well. Like, what do you do with that if you're Barney?
Right, and I was a bit surprised that we didn't see Barney be like, you've just killed him and he's my dad. Like, we didn't have any of that kind of feeling, although I guess in that moment there wasn't time for it. But you would think that Barney would have reacted more to the fact that he thought his dad was dead.
But what do you deal with? Yeah, but what do you deal with first in your head in that moment if you're Barney? Like. True. The fact that he's dead, because I don't think he hasn't got any particular emotional connection to Zach. So I feel like the fact that Zach's dead, he'd sort of park for the moment and sort of deal with that later after he sort of processed the idea that Teddy, this guy that he has known as his father throughout his entire life, isn't his biological father. I feel like you deal with that first and then think about the other implications afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, and I think he also needed to find out like that Teddy had only just found out as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
like that day.
Yeah. So, go on.
That was a nice little scene as well, Teddy and Barney having that conversation together.
Do you know the one thing that would have really sort of pushed through, would have elevated that scene for me is if they'd done that whilst playing chess. I'd have quite enjoyed that.
Yes, I did think that. But in that moment, he wouldn't have wanted to crack chess out, let's be real.
I don't know. I feel like it would have been one of those things where sort of, right, I need something to sort of level me out a little bit. Let's play chess while we're having this discussion. So just to add that level of normality to it, I feel like that would help Barney at that particular moment.
Because board games
and books seem to be his thing that he needs to sort of calm himself down a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, and sometimes people can speak a bit better when they're doing something kind of thing, but I do think it would have also looked quite strange if he'd just found out.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Chessboard out, but
I know what you mean.
I get what you're saying as well.
One thing I did think was interesting, I don't know if you noticed this, was Zach and Teddy giving Barney completely contrasting advice on Avani.
Oh, I've not gathered that. Why? What had Zach said?
So Zach's, yeah, I think Zach said, you know, if you really like this girl, then go for it. You know, if you, you know, follow your instinct, follow your gut. If you think that you and her are meant to be, basically said, if you and her are meant to be together, then follow your instinct. Whereas Teddy said, not bother if I were you, give up on that. So I wonder if that's the sort of thing that was that Barney's going to sort of, because I thought it was interesting that they both gave completely and utterly conflicting
True.
advice at that moment before
It's
Barney knew the
interesting though,
truth.
isn't it? Because they both knew different bit, like they both knew different like bits of context to what was going on as well, which might be why they gave different advice. But moving forward, maybe that's the dynamic he'll have. He goes to Zach for certain things and Teddy for other things. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting. So obviously he has this conversation with Teddy and then needs to sort of get away from the situation. Goes around to Vicky's house, Sharon's house, and they're sat there having the conversation as Barney's trying to process it all. And then who drips into the house?
Zach.
Zach. I mean,
Do you know what? I wasn't expecting it to be that quick that he showed up. I'm going to be honest. I thought they were going to make it out like that he's done a runner because he's scared of getting caught and that he were going to go for a couple of months and go see Dolly and Whitney.
Maybe,
That was
yeah.
what I were actually expecting. So I was actually surprised that he walked in on Thursday's episode, but I'm glad that he did and that they didn't drag it
I'm
out.
glad that he did, and also what I'm glad about is that night is that we didn't have that thing where two characters are in a car crash, one of them's in a coma, and the other one's absolutely fine. That's never made sense to me. So I'm glad that didn't happen. And yeah, so Zach and Barney then have a conversation. I mean, could you see any future with Zach and Barney in terms of their about in terms of them being a father and son at this point?
Yeah, definitely.
You reckon?
I think it's just that Barney needs to grasp everything that's happened, and it might take some time before it starts happening, and before Barney's even willing to. But I think that eventually, yeah, there will be things that they can bond over. We still don't know where he's got his love of books from, though. That's just unique to his personality, I think,
Yeah, I
isn't
mean, why
it?
not? You know, everyone, and then so from there, basically, it all kind of kicks off between the Mitchells and Zach, and that's where we get the amazing put your willies away line. And then it seems that Barney then sort of makes his choice at that moment and then sort of goes home with the Mitchells. And then they all decide to just play a board game and have a laugh, and everything's fine. But it's sort of like that looks like what the ending was. But I feel like there was a definite undercurrent of sort of Nicola sitting at the sitting in the in like sort of the middle of the cobweb and sort of looking at all her flies around her and sort of like reining in it, whilst not really realizing that it's a very, very sort of rickety tightrope that she's on at the moment.
Well, this is it. So, you know, like you keep saying, you wonder if there's manipulation behind everything. I feel like that's, again, I feel like it was a genuine moment when Zach and Teddy were starting to fight, where she just went to Barney. And what's that old, is it an old Christian tale or fable where the mum has to choose between a baby and whether it gets cut in half? Do you know which story I mean?
Solomon, is it Solomon? I
Is it
think it's
Solomon?
so I think
Yeah.
it's
And
Solomon.
she has, and then you find out who the real mum is
Canute?
because the real mum
Was
would
it
rather the.
Canute? I can't
I'm
remember.
not
Canute or
sure.
Solomon, one of the two. Anyway, carry on.
Well, in that moment, that is what I thought Nicola was doing, was being the genuine mum. But did she know what Barney was going to say, which is why she said it's your choice? Was that many? I didn't feel like it was
Could
manipulation.
be.
I genuinely thought she was saying, Barney, what do you want and what do you need right now? Tell us what you need, and that's what's going to happen.
I think her mother's instincts do come out with Barney. I feel like there's very, I think a lot of this is very specific to Barney because actually all of what happened this week is pretty much all revolved around Barney, hasn't it? And everybody trying to kind of keep him in inverted commas safe, but really keeping their secrets from Barney. Because if Barney is out of the picture, I feel like the rest of them absolutely disintegrate without him. It's like he's the linchpin of the family without even realizing it.
I know what you mean. It's kind of like the glue in a way because,
And I feel like Nicola knows that because if I feel like if she knows that if Barney's close to her, then she can keep the other two there as well. But without Barney there, she's kind of screwed because she hasn't got anything to gamble with.
Maybe.
But then at the same time, I do believe that she 100% loves, cares, and wants to keep Barney safe at the same time. So I think she's constantly doing this balancing act.
I think if I genuinely believe that if Barney turns around the next day and says to Nicola, I don't want to see you, I need some time away from you, I need you to leave me alone, that she would respect that for a bit.
A bit, yeah, but not for too long, because she definitely still needs to keep.
Yeah.
And she'd be on the phone to Avani, telling her to keep it updated about what Barney's doing.
That's true, like what Harry did.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so she's always got a finger in a pie somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, and this is why I think she's so fascinating, because whilst you can look at her and say, "Yeah, that's a genuine moment," at the same time, you kind of think, "I think," you know. So I just think she's fascinating. I really do. So what's the future of this now? Where do they go from here? Harry and Nicola, by the way. I don't see how they repair anything from this point onwards, with or without Barney.
I think actually. So let's not forget that Barney is autistic, isn't he? They've said this, haven't they?
No, they haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, in which case, Barney's personality type, if that's not been stated, is that he doesn't like change. I think that's safe to assume, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
So you can see why in that moment on the night they all agreed to have a board game, because that's what he needed.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be a case of Barney trying to adjust to all these big changes. Mm. The change that he's just found out that the person he thought was his dad isn't his biological dad. And we're going to have to see him adapting to all of the... I feel like Barney is going to turn on Nicola.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's what
where it's going? But I don't know how he's going to be with Zach.
Yeah, well, this is also what I wondered. Do you feel like that might be why he decided what he did? Because the change, the idea of how much change was going to have to happen then was just too much. It was just like, whatever mentalness this family is, it's what I know. So I'm just going to stick with it and play Monopoly.
I mean, it shows that Zach doesn't know Barney at all. He overwhelmed him so much. He's just found out this piece of information. He should have just had a gentle talk and said, "I'm here for you." But instead, he goes and slates his family.
Goes all in.
on and on. Which you can understand Zach's point in that situation as well. But at the same time, you look at how Zach and Nicola handled it. And Nicola did know what Barney needed. And Teddy, to be honest.
Yeah.
So they're not going to have confidence. Zach's saying, you know, "I wanted to take him away and keep him safe," when actually they are what's keeping Barney safe right now for him.
In a roundabout sort of way. Yeah. But it's interesting that they're keeping him safe for almost their own benefit. I feel like Teddy and Harry aren't doing it subconsciously at the very most, they're doing it. But I feel like Nicola just, like, the love is there, the love is genuine, but at the same time, the love is also vital. You know, so it's just a kind of fascinating dynamic.
If she loses Barney, she loses everything. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I think she does. Yeah. So.
But I feel sorry for Zach, because he's not gone about this in a level-headed way like he normally would. I mean, he didn't just nearly drown and had to swim his way out of a car crash.
Yeah.
So he's not gone about things in the correct way. Mm. So it's whether after what happened, can Barney talk to Zach? I think he'll need some space from Zach as well.
Oh, 100% he will. I feel like for the next couple of weeks, Zach and Barney's just going to, like, sort of cross the road whenever he sees Zach, and they're going to, he's going to, like, stay as far away from him as possible. And I think Nicola will do her best to make sure that that happens as well. Yeah. But as time goes on, I feel like the Harry and Shireen thing is going to cause another bit of chaos somewhere along the line, and that's going to be the thing that maybe pushes Barney away.
Yes, interesting. Because has he found out about it yet? Did she tell him that it were an accident?
He told it was an accident. And this is what I mean. So Harry and Nicola had this moment at the end of the week. Harry literally picks Nicola up and looks like he's about to kill her, which again, like, says to me, I think that he's one of the most dangerous members of the whole thing.
100% agree.
But she then sort of seems to tell him everything, says it was an accident, says she found out about Barney because, you know, it seems like Nicola sort of misjudged her, got drunk, spread the secret, and then Shireen looked like she was going to tell everybody, and it just had to sort of, it ended the way it ended. So I did believe her, but at the same time, it just sort of feels odd, like there's still sort of elements of it that aren't quite there.
I know what truthful. You mean. I can't even believe that Nicola had let her guard down and get drunk and tell somebody.
Yeah.
Shireen.
If she didn't like Shireen, why would she have told her?
Yeah, exactly. Unless she's trying to say that. Then again, she was trying to make out that Shireen and her share similar qualities. So maybe Shireen was quite good at getting information out of people. Maybe she was quite manipulative and managed to get it out of her somehow.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Or she just let it slip, Nicola, while she was drunk.
We've all done that. Maybe
Shireen said, "Oh, well, Barney's not really like any of you, is he?"
Yeah.
And Nicola went, "Well, it's because he's not Teddy's." And then went, "Oh, oops." You know?
Duff, duff, duff. Yeah. Fascinating. I'm really interested to sort of see where this goes. I'm going to go first this week, I'm afraid, and my gold star is going to Nicola. I'm sorry. It has to happen.
Mine's going to go to Barney anyway, because I think Barney's done really well this week.
Absolutely. Nicola and Barney for the gold stars this week. Do let us know who yours are going to. If Nicola does not win this Best Newcomer Award at the Swope Awards, we march at dawn, quite frankly. You hear me? We riot.
We're going to jump that stage, aren't
we? We're going to rip the award out of whoever wins it and give it to Laura Doddington instead and say no. Yeah. We're going to do a Will Smith. Get that award out of your hand and I'll just... Let's give it to Laura. Yeah, there you go. That's what's going to happen. Marvellous. Right, ladies and gents, as usual, we've got a bit of news as well. Some little announcements have been sort of unofficially made this week, which we'll talk about, as well as comments from you. The Sun has done its stuff again, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop saying the name!
So, spoiler siren, massively, because we have not one, not two, but three returns basically kind of leaked slash confirmed, haven't we? Now,
Nino.
Yes. So, number one, it would appear Ben's on his way back. Now, it would appear... Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about this. I mean, right, well, let's talk about this because it seems that he is back for a guest stint, but if the papers are to be believed, that is sort of like the beginning and seeing how everything goes, and then he might be back for a more permanent basis. Now, look, fine, all right? The Ballon fans are obviously delighted about this. Everyone who loves Ben is delighted about this, okay? And there's no denying that Max Bowden's a great actor. All I beg is that Ben doesn't become this suffocating character that he did last time. That's all I ask, all right? All I'm asking.
Do you know what? I'm very indifferent towards Ben Mitchell. So yeah. I'm not fussed either way, if I'm being quite honest. Mm. I feel like it is actually quite odd that he's not here and we've still got Callum. They wrote him out in the best way they could. I don't understand how they're going to write him back in from this.
No, because was he supposed to 6 years was he not supposed to get?
Yeah. How is he going to just suddenly get off?
I have no idea.
Richie, innit?
No, Richie will work a magic somehow, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
they're
sure.
Saying that. It's a bit of fraud. It was kind of a non-violent crime. Maybe he can pay his way out of it in the States. Maybe. I'm not sure.
There's ways and means, I'm sure.
How is he going to come back for a guest stint? Surely it's going to be a video call or
I would have thought so.
Because how else? He can't get released from jail there and just come back for a month because he wouldn't do that. He'd be back permanently.
I mean, you know, Callum has been completely and utterly pointless as a character without him, I would argue. But then I think that says more about Callum than it does Ben. You know, sort of, I did wonder whether they were going to try and move Callum on away from them. It doesn't seem to be something they've particularly tried to do, so...
In my head, Callum has become a bit like Craig Tinker was in Coronation Street. Yeah. He's just like the police officer now. That is his thing.
Yeah.
He appears in these scenes where you need a police officer.
Yeah.
It's not ended too great for Craig Tinker.
No,
they need
no.
to do something with Callum before he falls into that trap.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's interesting that Emmerdale have just brought back Robert. So they've got their that old classic Rob Ron thing that they had going for years. So that's now kicking off again. And we're apparently about to get Ballon back again. So, you know, gay couple lovers, absolutely hold your banners up. It seems that we're all back in those times again. So marvellous for that. And, you know, Coronation Street, I've got Swala.
Swala. Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. So it's all kicking off in that direction. I mean, fine. Yeah, and I agree with you. And Ben is an important character in the show's history. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's the son of Phil Mitchell. Like, yeah, he needs to sort of be around. I just don't make him, like every big storyline needs to go to Ben and every single bad thing that can possibly happen to a character needs to happen to Ben. Like, just kind of make him, integrate him a little bit more into the square is all I ask, rather than making him the sort
just
of...
Just the guy who's always suffering because something awful has happened.
And give the worst possible thing that's possible to happen to a human being. Like,
maybe he could come back and be the person who's there for people. He could be there for Phil while he's got the Nigel stuff. He can be there for Lexi, who's never even a mum. Maybe make him be that kind of guy rather than the guy that's always got stuff going on that he needs to suffer from. And give Max Bowden a bit of a break from it as
well.
Yeah,
because bless him. He was knackered by the end of his first stint, wasn't he?
I'm not surprised.
I know I would be. So there's that. And then also, we did discuss last week the idea that Max might well be returning. And it does appear that he is coming back and he's certainly not going to be on his own, because it would appear that Oscar has been recast and Oscar will be making his first proper steps onto the square as a fully grown up character. I know, it's exciting. And the actor who plays him, I would argue, his name is going to be up there with Jazzy Phoenix. Pierre Moliere. I mean, that's an amazing name. An amazing name. Pierre Moliere.
If that's a real name, wow.
I mean, if that's his real name, then give his parents a cigar, as far as I'm concerned, because that's fantastic. Pierre Moliere. I love it. I will not be able to say his name without doing a French accent, though. So just be warned, okay? I'm sorry about that. But this is exciting and actually fully time for Max to come back. We've said this for months. Mm. And Oscar makes total sense to bring in as well, so, I think.
Are we knowing it's Oscar? Or are we assuming? Because we've seen that picture. There's a picture that's been leaked with Jacqueline Jasser filming the scene. And we're assuming that it's Oscar, given
the
character's potential age.
How
she looks with him.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, if Max is coming back, then it makes sense for Oscar to be back now. You know, give Lauren somebody another sibling. You know, I mean, let's pray that he doesn't end up anywhere near the Vic roof anytime soon, because that tends to be where Branning children end up being. Every single one of them so far has been on the Vic roof. If I was Max, I would ban Oscar from the Vic entirely. Like, you're not allowed in there. All right, just don't go in there.
Maybe that's why Linda wants to leave the Vic to keep Annie safe as well, you know.
Maybe. Lots kicking off. And it's so time for Max to come back. Like, there's so much for him to be doing. Like, he is going to be a very busy character.
For about a year,
And all they've done is sort of build up more and more reasons for Max to come back. And finally, he's coming. So I'm very, very excited about that. So that's going to be good. Comments this week, Ray.
We've got a comment from Matthias Eber who says, the end was strange, like happily ever after, but this will not last. But I really love how well Nicola is written. She's a real badass, but somehow you can't hate her 100%.
Yeah, I mean, the ending for this week did feel a little kind of bit almost anticlimactic, but at the same time, I kind of got what they were going for in terms of, this is Barney's version of normality. This is what he needed at that moment. And Nicola was going to take full advantage of that. I think that's what it meant. I get why people would have been like, what are you on about? Like, how have they just sat there playing a board game? But I kind of feel like there was an undertone to it.
I think it was just like everything that night had just been hysteria, chaos.
Yeah.
You just needed that normality.
Yeah.
And they knew that is exactly what Barney needed in that moment. I still don't... Maybe I'm naive to Nicola's ways. I still don't believe that she was trying to take advantage of the situation. I feel like she was just doing what she thought Barney needed, but I'm probably going to get proven wrong within
two minutes
of Monday's episode, but there we go.
We shall see. And Kev Randall says, great week, but Lewis Bridgman as Barney has been especially great. Definite star of the week. Both he and Elijah as Harry have come through recently with great performances. I love Elijah as Harry, by the way. I think Harry is incredible. He's really, really strong. And I love Barney so much. I absolutely adore Barney. I want to protect him. I want to look after him. I'll take him away, Zach. No, I'm just going to take him away from Walford. And you're not allowed him either. Bring him all here.
A lot of fighting.
Yes, just away from you all. And Barney can come too. And they can live in their little cottage.
Cluedo.
Yeah. I'll teach him how to play Uno. I bet he knows how to play Uno, just Barney.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Barney playing Uno
too.
Love Uno. So there we are then. So, Ree, guess what we're doing tomorrow?
Sorry.
I'm so excited.
I
am genuinely so excited. Soap Awards tomorrow, ladies and gents. So the TV broadcast of it is going to be on the 5th of June. So our stuff, I don't think we can really kind of put out there until after it's gone out, can we? So
we want to discuss it. We want to discuss the results as well in the bonus episode. And we don't want to leak that. We don't want to be that guy, that newspaper, do we?
So, no, we don't. So you can expect our sort of thoughts and everything on the Soap Awards after it has aired. And we will also be back same time next week for our usual podcast. So if you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
I will see you tomorrow, Ree. We're going to be together. Yeah. That's exciting, isn't it?
I know. That's exciting as well. I'm happy to see you face to face.
I know. See my mate. I'm going to see my mate in real life. That's exciting. We could have an espresso martini in London, Ree.
One, 12.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we've forked out for our outfits as well, haven't we? So, yeah, we're probably going to be skint by the end of this. But I'm so excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. So, Ree, I will see you tomorrow in London. And as for you, my lovely people, we will be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.